This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the country has witnessed massive transformation in the last 10 years under the NDA regime. Addressing a political rally at Anand in Gujarat today, Mr. Modi said India has emerged as a pivotal player in global affairs and the world is looking at India as a mediator in international conflicts. He also talked about the significant shift in the country's global image during the past decade. He said the BJP government has lifted 30 crore people out of poverty and ensured the construction of toilets in 100% of rural households and tapped water connections in 75% of the rural houses. He attacked the Congress for exploiting the poor for political gains and doing injustice to the OBC community. Mr. Modi also assured that his government will prohibit the attempts to give reservations based on religion in the country. Mr. Modi, who has been campaigning in the state since yesterday, is also scheduled to address rallies in Surendranagar, Junagadh and Jamnagar. Meanwhile, Congress leader and Rajasthan former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot is also scheduled to address a press conference in Ahmedabad. AAP leader Sunita Kejriwal will also hold roadshows in Botad and Dediapada today in favour of AAP candidates of Bhavnagar and Bharuch. The U.S. Federal Reserve has kept the key interest rate unchanged at 5.25 to 5.5% for the sixth straight time, in line with market estimates. After a two-day Federal Open Market Committee meeting, the U.S. Apex Bank last night decided unanimously to keep the benchmark lending rate unchanged, citing a lack of further progress towards its 2% inflation target. For months, the U.S. Central Bank has held its benchmark lending rate at a high level to cool the demand and rein in the price increases. But inflation has accelerated, throwing cold water on hopes of an early rate reduction. Distinguished playback singer Uma Ramanan passed away in Chennai today. The 72-year-old veteran singer has performed in over 6,000 concerts spanning more than three decades. A trained classical singer, she acclaimed fame after venturing into playback singing for music maestro Ilaiyaraja. Her husband, A.V. Ramanan, is also an acclaimed musician and was a TV host for many musical shows. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ruchira Kamboj, has said India is committed to a two-state solution for Palestinians and Israel. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, she said India supports a two-state solution where the Palestinian people are able to live freely in an independent country within secure borders. Ms. Ruchira Kamboj condemned the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas, but also said that international laws and international humanitarian laws should be respected by everyone in all circumstances. She said India also demanded the unconditional release of the Israeli hostages stuck in Gaza. The IMD has forecast heatwave to severe heatwave will continue to prevail over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar till today. The IMD said the similar conditions are also very likely over South Peninsular India till Friday. Heatwave is expected over Maharashtra, Rayalaseema, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh during the next 5 days and over Central India till Sunday. The Weather Department further forecasts the maximum temperatures to be in the range of 44 and 47 degrees Celsius over Gangetic West Bengal, East Jharkhand, North Odisha and Rayalaseema till Friday. Rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh from the 3rd to the 6th of this month. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the IMD forecasts strong surface winds to prevail during the daytime till tomorrow. Indian chess prodigy Vaishali Ramesh Babu has officially been awarded the title of Grandmaster by FIDE, the International Chess Federation. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. With this victory, Punjab moved up one spot in the standings, climbing from 8th to 7th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.